Welcome to the WJEC A-Level Music Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most skill-intensive parts of Component 3, melodic dictation. Whether you're just getting started with oral transcription or you're polishing your technique before the exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the core concepts, walk through the exact process you should use in the exam room, highlight the most common mistakes candidates make, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's get into it. So what exactly is melodic dictation? In the WJAA Level Music Component 3 appraising paper, you'll be asked to transcribe a short melodic passage, typically from a symphonic or chamber work, directly onto a provided stave. You'll hear the excerpt played several times, and your job is to notate it accurately using correct Western classical staff notation. That means getting the pitches right, the rhythmic values right, the beaming right, and the accidentals right. Every single one of those elements carries marks, and every single one of them is a place where candidates lose marks unnecessarily. Let's talk about the mark scheme. The WJEC awards one mark per correct pitch. Your note head must be clearly and unambiguously positioned either on a line or in a space. If the examiner can't tell whether your note is on the third line or in the third space, you will not receive that mark. Clarity is everything. One mark is also awarded per correct rhythmic value. This includes the duration of the note, whether it's a crotchet, quaver, minim, dotted note, and so on, but it also includes correct beaming. If you're in 4/4 time and you beam quavers across the half bar, that's a notation error and you won't be credited. Accidentals are also marked separately. A sharp, flat, or natural sign must be placed immediately to the left of the note head, not after it, not floating above it, immediately to the left. If it's ambiguous, you lose the mark. And here's a really specific one that catches a lot of candidates out in minor keys. The leading note must be written as its correct and harmonic equivalent. So in C minor, the leading note is B natural. If you write C flat, which is enharmonically the same pitch, you will not receive credit. The examiner requires the correct spelling within the key context. Now let's talk about the process. I want you to think of each playing of the excerpt as having a specific job. Don't try to do everything at once. That's how candidates panic and freeze. On the first playing, your only job is rhythm. Don't even think about pitches yet. Sketch the rhythmic pattern above the stave using dashes for long notes and dots or ticks for short ones. Get the pulse in your body. Tap your foot, nod your head, whatever works for you. You're building a rhythmic skeleton. On the second playing, anchor yourself harmonically. Before you even start writing pitches, mentally establish the tonic and the dominant. Listen for where the melody feels like it's resting. That's likely the tonic. Listen for the tension note, a fifth above. That's your dominant. These two pitches are your anchor points. Now start mapping the contour of the melody. Is it going up, down, stepwise, or by leap? Sketch arrows or a rough contour line above your rhythm sketch. On the third playing, you're filling in the actual pitches. Use your rhythmic skeleton and your contour map as a guide. Write the note heads on the stave. Don't worry about stems and beams yet. Just get the pitches down. Pay particular attention to any chromatic notes, notes that don't belong to the key signature. These are your accidentals, and you need to write them in. On the fourth playing, you're checking and refining. Are your beams correct for the time signature? Are your stems the right direction? Stems go up when the note is below the middle line, down when it's above? Are all your accidentals placed correctly to the left of the note head? Have you canceled any accidentals that need a natural sign later in the bar? And finally, before you move on, do a silent check. Look at each bar. Does it add up to the correct number of beats? Is every note head clearly on a line or in a space? Are there any accidentals you've forgotten? Now let's talk about the most common mistakes, and I want you to really listen to these because they come up again and again in examiner reports. Mistake number one, omitting accidentals for chromatic passing notes. Candidates assume that because a note isn't in the key signature, they don't need to write anything. Wrong. If the melody uses a chromatic passing note, say a raised fourth in a major key, you must write the sharp sign. The key signature only tells you the default. Any deviation from it requires an accidental. Mistake number two, incorrect beaming in compound time. In 6/8 time, quavers must be beamed in groups of three, not two. This is because 6/8 has two beats per bar, each beat worth a dotted crotchet. That's three quavers. Beaming them in twos implies 3/4 time, which is a completely different meter. Examiners will not credit incorrectly beamed groups. Mistake number three, confusing the perfect fourth with the perfect fifth in ascending leaps. This is a classic aural perception error. A perfect fourth spans five semitones. Think of the opening of Here Comes the Bride. A perfect fifth spans seven semitones. Think of the opening of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. The difference is two semitones, but in the heat of the exam, candidates often confuse them. The fix? Practice interval recognition daily using reference songs. Anchor each interval to a melody you know well. Mistake number four, writing note heads that are ambiguous. If your note head sits between a line and a space, the examiner cannot award the mark. Use a pencil and make your note heads small, round, and precisely positioned. Don't rush this. Mistake number five, forgetting to cancel accidentals. If you write a sharp on a note in bar two, and the same pitch appears again later in bar two, you don't need to repeat the accidental, it carries through the bar. But if that same pitch appears in bar three and should be natural, you must write a natural sign. Candidates often forget this and it costs marks. Now, a quick word on interval training because that's really the foundation of all of this. The ability to hear and identify intervals accurately is what separates candidates who score highly from those who struggle. You should be practicing interval recognition every single day in the run-up to the exam. Use apps, use piano or keyboard, use recordings, sing intervals back. The more you internalize the sound of each interval, the faster and more accurately you'll be able to transcribe in the exam. Also worth mentioning, the melodic dictation excerpts in WJEC papers are typically drawn from symphonic or chamber works, so you might hear a passage from a Haydn string quartet, a Mozart symphony, or a Beethoven sonata. Familiarizing yourself with the melodic style of the classical and romantic periods will help you anticipate the kinds of melodic shapes, ornaments, and chromatic inflections you're likely to encounter. Right, let's do a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. In 4-4 time, how should a group of four quavers be beamed? Pause and think. The answer is, all four quavers can be beamed together as a group of four, or split into two groups of two, but never beamed across the half bar in a way that obscures the beat structure. Question two. In C minor, what is the correct notation for the leading note? Pause and think. The answer is B natural, not C flat, even though they are inharmonically equivalent. Question three. Where must an accidental be placed relative to the note head? Pause and think. The answer is immediately to the left of the note head. Question four. What is your primary focus during the first playing of the excerpt? Pause and think. The answer is rhythm. Sketch the rhythmic pattern above the stave before attempting any pitches. Question five. Name one reference song you could use to remember the sound of a perfect fifth. Pause and think. One great example is the opening two notes of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. The jump from the first to the second note is a perfect fifth. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any of them, go back and review that section of this episode. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. Melodic dictation in WJEA level music is entirely about AO3, demonstrating and applying musical knowledge through oral perception and accurate notation. Every mark is earned through precision, precise pitches, precise rhythms, precise beaming, and precise accidental placement. Use each playing strategically, rhythm first, then pitch contour, then detail, then checking. Practice interval recognition every day. Know your beaming rules for common time signatures. And always, always, write your accidentals immediately to the left of the note head. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.